Hold on, hold on. We coming. Okay. Oh, look who's first on the line.
Well, you know, I had to come on here really quick. First and foremost, I don't get why people are so upset about Candy even doing a freestyle. Rap is a sport, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's actually good. At the end of the day, like Candy said in her lyrics, she got the bars and Santana got the basic box.
Oh.
Which is true. At the end of the day, Candy does have the bars. Like, but, you know.
But people don't care about bars.
That's what I'm saying. At the end, well, actually, like, that's how this generation, they don't care about it. But it's good that Saucy, you know, I think it's still good. At the end of the day, it's like, you know, what's wrong with talking your ish? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's good. As far as the Bad Boys Club stuff, that was hilarious. I'm sorry, but it was a key. One thing I will say is Milan didn't deny her status, so shout out to her.
Oh.
Now,
see, you stopped that.
No, but did she deny it?
I didn't
she
catch
didn't.
It.
She didn't deny her status. And if you're from L.A., everybody already knew that, see. It's no shade.
No, this is
like,
I'm not. That's allegedly. I'm not, girl. That is allegedly. You won't do that over here.
Well, it's allegedly. Well, that's not new tea. I mean, girl, she was out here for years. You know, in the ballroom, she's sleeping with her kids allegedly and selling herself to white men online. That's not tea.
Oh.
She did what she needed to do to elevate herself. She can't sit here and
lie. You said Milan was out here selling her asshole to white men in L.A.
And slinging that thing to white men for many years. For many years. That's why she – don't she live in Atlanta now?
Mm. Girl.
Yeah. I mean, we can always pull up her little, you know, her little videos. They're online. It's no shade.
Girl,
but
that's a lot of cheating.
What I think is interesting is that he's online upset, but girl – when Jonathan came on the scene, girl, you was scared, girl, and you was begging Natalie to have him basically kick off. Why wasn't he invited to the premiere party? That's why I really wanted you to interview Jonathan, because Milan has some type of sway where he made it to where Jonathan wasn't able to even go to the premiere that you were invited to.
Really?
So I just think, yeah, that's why I wanted you to interview her, because she really spill it. That's the tea. She will really spill the real tea, because Milan, basically, she's good duties with Miss Natalie. It's more than Anthony is with Natalie. Let's be very clear. I don't know why he's sitting there acting like Anthony's the bestie when we all know that Milan is the bestie.
And
she pissed
so
the show.
So wait, you mm-hmm. saying that Milan did not let Jonathan come to the – Jonathan bad,
yes.
Right.
If I'm in the carpet, Jonathan can't be on the carpet. This is why I'll send you the screenshot. Jonathan said on his Instagram story like a couple of days ago when his little video came out, he said, well, can I finally get a premiere party or something?
Oh.
The right premiere, since I'm the guest of, since I'm the main attraction of the show, because he wasn't allowed to go to the premiere. Mm-hmm.
Now
that's
tea. Natalie, what's the tea, Natalie? Okay, well, Eva, let me keep you on here in case some girls want to debunk what you said. Hold on.
Okay.
7516, you're live on the air. Hello? Okay, not ready. Okay, 0444, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand, it's me again.
Hey, what's going on?
Armand, I want to kiki because I know you said you think Darrell is not the pop out. For me, Darrell is the one. Darrell is so funny. And did you see his facial expressions when they were doing that interview? And the dude said about the train. If you would have saw Darrell's face, Darrell is a kiki. And Darrell is non-biased. Darrell be low-key shading all of them.
Yes, she do. No, but that's what I said.
I don't think the show would be nothing without Darrell.
Well, that's what I said. I feel like the show, you need all of them that I have on the screen. You can use Anthony, Milan, Gutter, Darrell. You don't need that cracked out white boy. You don't need Moolah feel some type of way ass. You need Carry On Franklin. You need William the Baddest. And you need that Andrew Damn Caldwell for me.
You know what a great night for me would be? If I could just go to a party with Darrell, you, Jonathan, I think that'd be a great night.
Child.
It would be the night of my life. We would have so much fun. Darrell is fun. And he is funny. And he's non-biased. And Darrell is not afraid of none of them.
Think about
the very first episode, Darrell was just trying to fight everybody.
Yeah, she gets drunk and wilds out. She's a cackle too.
But I didn't have to put that out there because I was like, Darrell be like, y'all be sleeping on Darrell, but he's funny.
She's funny. He's funny. I'll give him. He's funny. But I don't think he is the funniest one. But my man actually like him though, because my man be watching him and he be cackling. He like his confessionals are cackle. His confessionals.
And that's why I wish he had more. Yes, I'll be waiting.
His confessionals are
a cackle. He is hilarious. Okay, so that's all I want to throw mine. Thank you.
Thank you. 6448. Okay, hello. Not ready. Ooh, the cause is light tonight, y'all. I'm like, I don't have to be on here. Listen, we don't got no more after this. 1545. You live on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? I just wanted to call. I've been listening to you for so long. I love you to death. I am a cisgender, or whatever you call it, woman. You are like my little, you know, bush queen crush. I love you
to
death.
Thank you.
And I wanted to just come on and say that, from my opinion, if we could have you as the host of the reunion for the Bad Boys Club, like, I would tune in. I would love it 100%. And I'm advocating for Amon Wiggins, Mr. AW, that's what I call you,
okay,
the host of the reunion for Bad Boys Club. I just love you to death. And I don't know. I want to see you just live life and just go. Just take off.
Okay, I'm here for living life. All right, and speaking of living life, I'm finna get your ass off this phone. I love you so much. Thank you for calling in, boo. Let's keep it moving. Live life and move on. 7516, you are live on the air. Turn me down in the back.
Yeah, what's up, Armand?
Yeah, what's going on? You tell me, baby.
Don't call me baby. But, yeah, no, I just think they should just all do a concert. You did a concert. You were talking about the Saucy Santana concert in Dallas. And
You can't call up here and start feeling some type of way. Okay? Listen, you have to relax. Okay, you got to go, baby. Thank you. Because then you're going to call me and tell me not what I can't say on my shit. Bye, baby. 1214, you live on the air. Hello? Now, why would you be in here honking horns like this?
Oh, you're talking to me. My bad. I'm backing up out of Panda Express. Sorry.
Yes.
How you doing?
Hey, who is this?
My name is Andre. I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were talking to me. I couldn't hear the number.
Yes, Andre.
My bad. I was calling in because, all right, so me and my friends had a discussion about, you know, like, I was talking about Saucy Santana earlier, and, you know, I'm a gay as well, and I feel like it's cool to see a gay rapper do his thing or whatever, but at the same time, it's like you said earlier, he don't really rap to, you know, I guess, I don't really like. I like his music, but it don't really, you know what I'm saying, it's not really for me, if that makes sense. And
yeah.
I just wish that, not to say he's a gimmick, I'm not saying that, but I wish that it wasn't so gimmicky, because at the end of the day, it's almost like a lot of females, and maybe don't get mad, like, y'all, like, live for that, y'all like the whole gay man with the nails and all that, and like all the yes queens, and everybody not like that. So it's unfortunate, I feel like, that his type of rap and the type of, like, you know, his personality is accepted versus you got a whole bunch of other dudes out here who can rap and, you know, maybe gay possibly, whatever, but just because he gives that off, and he do remind me of the City Girls a lot. I think that's why a lot of women fuck with him like that. But it is good to see, like, a black gay man get his flowers and rap. I really appreciate it, but at the same time, it's like, I get it. You know, it's like, okay, you get it. You know what I'm saying? And to the first caller, too, I wanted to say, like, how she was saying Candy got bars, and you said Santana got bops. It's true. It's the same. Don't get mad at me. But it's the same thing I've been telling my friends about Nicki Minaj. She got bars, but Cardi B got bops. Not saying Cardi B can't rap. I'm just saying, like, Cardi B be having hits versus Nicki, who just know how to.
Listen, I'm not talking about Cardi B. You just going off on a tangent. Okay, why are we doing that? This is not about no Cardi B or Nicki Minaj. Do you see any of them over here? No. I'm not doing that. 9425, you live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, my God. I want to hear.
Yes, you are live on the air, baby. We are getting into some things. Talk to me. 5 seconds.
I just want to say, I love you are mine. Like, you
Thank
are
you.
Really the shit. Like, you are the shit. This is my first time calling in. I just really want to tell you I love you. But
I love
the
you
topic,
for listening.
I'm really, I do. LA, like, I'm going to act like a crazy fan. I just want to say that. Like, I'm going to run
okay.
up on you. Like, don't punch me.
Please don't run up on me. But thank you so much. I love you for listening and watching. But I appreciate you. And shout out to Philly. I see you calling from Philly, or
yes,
you got a Philly number. So
Philly,
shout out to Philly.
Period.
Yes. All right. Love you for listening, boo. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Wait, what are the topics? No.
Oh, girl, no. You tried that. No. I love you down, but that's the fool. All right. 7516, are you back?
Yeah, my bad. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Is this Moolah?
No, this is Jay.
Okay, what you want to say?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, what you want to say?
I heard you. I mean, I listened to your show, and you was talking about the rappers and the transgender rapper. And, you know, it just need to come out. Like, I feel like, shit, it just need to, like, happen. Like, I don't know if you've seen, you got the Shonda Brooks diss track, just, and then, you know, like, the rapping. So, like, it just need to come out.
Thank you, baby. Not the Shonda Brooks diss track. I'm done. I'm hanging up. I'm done. You niggas are playing in my face today, okay? Okay? The trans rapper and the Shonda Brooks diss track. I hate y'all. Stop calling here. Don't call me. I'm serious. Y'all stupid. It play way too much. 3736, you're live on the air. Hello? Okay. I'm finna hang up. It's getting ghetto. 7325.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I like your show. You got a dope show. I like you on my everything.
Thank you.
But I wanted to speak on the Saucy and the Candy thing, which I think is actually dope for the community and for hip-hop. Like, I feel like it's kind of hilarious. But it's like we normally see, you know, the cisgender community really, you know, going back and forth with bars and beats and things. So, like, for us to bring it to our own community and actually have, you know, two people who represent, I want to say, like, the same type of style but different in different ways, you know what I'm saying, for for Santana to be the quote-unquote fat femme, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, unattractive, and for him to blow up the way that he did, it might be a little jealousy from Candy. You know, being that, you know, Candy.
Why does he got to be fat, femme, and unattractive?
Like, no, I'm not calling Fossey that, but, you know, like, the whole stigma within our community, like, what people say they don't want, my bad. Let me rephrase that. Most people say they don't want fat, femme, you know, this and the third, you know, and the whole colorist thing with, you know, dark skin.
Right.
It goes way deeper. But, you know, to see him winning, you know, might, you know, how Candy, you know, having, you know, J. Will feeling some type of way, because I feel like J. Will was trying to, you know, switch it up too much to happen, instead of him just being authentic to just one thing. Like, he just tried to fit in too many boxes, you know, and, like, Saucy was just doing his thing no matter what, no matter what platform he was on.
And I don't want to miss. I don't want to miss it. I want to reiterate what you said. So you, what you said right there, because that could have been. You felt like J. Will was trying to find a box to fit in, and you felt like Saucy Santana was just himself, and so that's why it worked. And you feel like J. Will was trying too hard to happen, and he was trying to figure out, let me try this, let me try that, versus just being authentically you.
Instead of just being authentic to yourself, like, it's kind of like, you know, like. Not to bring other people into it, because I'm not going to drop no names, because this live is not about them. But you know how some people will see someone else's career progress in a way that they wish they'll have, you know, have happened when they're, like, when they're, quote-unquote, feel like they're better or it should have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just not your time, you know. It's just not your time.
And you know what? I think I like what you also said, where you said this would be good for the community of, you know, LGBT hip hop. However, I think it would only be good for the community if Saucy Santana were to respond. I don't think that he's going to respond.
Well, but you say he's
it's
going to
look like
respond,
a one-sided
beat. But we thought the same thing with the whole Roland Ray thing, and he came out and said it wasn't about him, when, you know, goodness, well, you know. Saucy,
well, Roland Ray,
like,
gave Saucy Santana a hit record. That was a hit record.
Well, yeah,
but Saucy Santana
Saucy Santana
now is signed to a major label, so that's the flex. Bro, you wish you could be signed.
That's definitely a flex, but my thing is Saucy always had that mentality. Now he's getting the backing, but you gotta think about it. Before Saucy had all this backing, that was still Saucy. He was still this over the top person, like, that was still who he was, like, come on down, Balmain, bust down, like, every, like, who was, like, it was definitely a trendsetter, so it's like, I just feel like, you know, Saucy deserved his flowers, and, you know, Candy, you know what I'm saying, is rightfully shooting at who they feel at is the top, and that's how hip-hop works. You want to always go after someone who spot you want. So you gotta earn that spot.
All right. Thanks, Bo.
And I like you.
All right. Thank you. I'd like, listen, get a little long winded, but I'm here for it. All right. A couple more, then we're gonna wrap up. 8908, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, you just answered my question, because I was gonna ask you, did you think that Saucy was gonna respond? But like you said earlier, he's probably feeling himself through Instagram no more, you know, it's up from her. You up too much? Is that? I don't think he got the bars anyway to go back and forth or whatever. And Saucy Santana, he's likable. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
he's likable. He's funny. He outside of that, we learned about him and Carisha going back and forth before he started rapping and doing all this right here. But he's and Candy. I don't know. He just seemed, I'm like with the last caller. He just trying to find a box. He got the bars, don't get me wrong. You know, and he should have him. He really do. He should have him. So, but I think that's
But does he have the songs? Does he have the record?
You right. He got the bars. You right about that. You right. I can't disagree. Saucy, but Saucy is just likable as well. We just like Saucy. He's funny. He's a kiki. He could be on the Bad Boys. He's like there with Gutter with the fly, sleek mouth, the all of this. So people like personality too. That's what people are going off of these days too. We like you. We like whatever you do. As far as what's little mama name with the Benzino situation?
Shauna Brooks.
Yeah, babe, I don't know. I already forgot about her in her 15 minutes. But, okay, so as far as that, I'm going to let you go. A couple of years ago, she had some sugar daddy take care of her. Some had been he cut out.
Mm.
I feel like she got real mad. And this is on YouTube. This is her video. She was mad. He cut off. I don't know what happened. I think he went through some health issues where he couldn't take care of her anymore. So, yeah. So, make a long story short, I think she's just really bitter because she ain't found that lick yet. And then when Benzino, she thought she was going to come up, and then she thought this was going to be it, or she got real vindictive. I don't know, but it's not cute, whatever it is. So, yeah, that's it. I mean.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. And shout out to you and 214. Thanks, boo. Love you. Okay, let's keep it moving. 9959, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello, Vaughn. I just want to say that I enjoy your show and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Shout out to you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay, so listen, we'll wrap that up. Okay, now let me get my girl, because I'm not going to take the rest of your calls. Eva?
Yeah.
Girl, why are you sending me these pictures of Milan's ass?
Because everything I say has factual things. Those are her old escort pictures. You know me. There was even she was in some type of like raid in Dubai for escort stuff. So that was in 2018.
Her ass is everything. No, it's no shade. Her ass is everything.
I mean, when you get pumped, I mean that's what it gives. When you get the right
cover. Oh, that's a lot of tea to be sending all these. That's a lot of tea. Well, I mean, what does that mean, though? All the girls. I mean, all the girls are on OnlyFans now.
Yes, but my thing is, girl, stop trying to downplay others and act like you basically, your niche is being a gay sex symbol. You know what I mean?
Mm.
When, girl, you've had your assets out everywhere. You ain't no better than less. She could have been smutted out by six people, that Anthony person. But, girl, let's not act like you weren't involved in parties like that yourself, girl. That's my thing. Like, Ms. Mama, because we could pull your cards easily. At the end of the day, it's a key for the show. It's cute, whatever. But I don't like people that have a lot of mouth. And then when everybody's been cussing already, but like when a bitch like Jonathan pulls up, you scared and you use security, you use your connections as being friends with Natalie to have people taken off of a show. He was only there for 2 days. That's why I really wanted you to interview him, because I just know the tea is just so good with him. I just know it.
Well, hit her up and tell her to come over here. Hit her up. Jonathan is welcome over here. He is definitely welcome. It just be grossly for like they too big to come over to the show. And let's be very clear, I'm not paying none of these hosts. I don't pay for interviews. So if these girls are thinking I'm going to be paying for them, or just, I'm not paying. I'll get up here and I'll talk about it my damn self. I'm not paying none of you hosts to come over here. Okay?
Okay. No, that's fact. At the end of the day, you get them clicks and views, and you send them over to Zeus anyways for people to subscribe to watch their asses anyways.
So,
and then last thing I wanted to say is the thing of Candy is Candy's like the Remy Ma. It's no shame.
She won't sub
you. She will directly bring it to your door when it comes to these bars. And she definitely put an at on it. A lot of these rap girls don't put at on it. They acting real Jared like Subway. And that's it.
But with that though, when you do that though, you kind of stunt your growth. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's
the
true.
Girls, they don't really fuck with you like that, because it's like you're not playing the corporate game.
That's true, because you know it's no shade. The route that Saucy Santana's taking is really, it's no shade, but it's a fact. You know, he's playing his cards right, and it's giving, like, you know, selling out catering to the cisgender girls and not really to the LGBT community.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
no
it's
shade.
Giving. Yeah.
Is there that? And then the Shauna Brixton girl, you're old and tired for that. Girl, if you were gonna expose somebody, girl, you should have exposed somebody that you like, that's really popping right now, like a Future or a Drake, not a Benzino. Girl, you look a fool. Take the filler out your face because you're looking like Alvin the Chipmunk in a wig. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you. All right, girls, we're gonna wrap right there. You know, this has been a lengthy.